Letters and Manuscripts, Volume 12, 1897. Haskell, Brother and Sister, Star, Brother and Sister, G.B. Sunnyside, Currumbong, New South Wales, Australia. December 7, 1897. Previously unpublished. Dear Brother Haskell, Sister Haskell, Brother and Sister Star. We had reason to thank Brother Star that he assisted us so much in getting us on the train from Stratfield to Currumbong. We had the compartment all to ourselves, and I lay down and rested all the way. Brother James was waiting at Dora Creek for us, with our surrey. It was well to have a cover over our heads, for it rained hard and the wind was blowing strong. It had rained some, not very abundantly. All the family was rejoiced to see us. American mail had come. Will bring you some interesting matters when I shall come next Friday. It has rained all night and has rained very hard this morning. It is dark and cloudy. But this rain is just what we have earnestly prayed that we might have. It is the blessing of God to be highly appreciated by everyone. I am so glad we are here at home and do not have to go through the program of coming home today. I rested quite well last night until 2:30. I have been, this morning, reading my American mail, which I will give you the benefit of when I shall come last of this week. I am feeling much better health-wise. I praise the Lord that we are receiving that which we need so much, refreshing rain to cause vegetation to flourish and to supply our tanks and cisterns. The Lord will hear our prayers in opening the way for a meeting house to be built in Stanmore or some other suburb close by Stanmore. Would it not be best to look in adjoining suburbs? See what you can do. The Lord has a place for us, and we will arise and build. Nehemiah 2, verse 20. We should not delay this matter. We should press it through as fast as possible. Let there be most earnest prayer ascending to our Heavenly Father who is rich in resources. Go forward is the word for us. See at once what the Newtown Church will do. They need a house of worship. Watch and pray. The Holy Spirit is pledged us. Say little for a short time in regard to the church building. Tell everything to the Lord. Talk to the ear that hears prayer and that responds, "Here I am." Isaiah 58, verse 9. Say very little now, but pray most earnestly. The Lord can speak to hearts. Dwell upon the love of God to man in giving Jesus. Speak words that shall enlighten those who are in darkness how to find the Savior precious to their souls. Let our own hearts be softened, our own hearts be refreshed with the dew of heaven. Then let it flow forth in prayer and songs of praise. Rest, trust, believe we shall see the salvation of God. Hold fast the promises.